And they had Paul Brothers, two that I remember, and the Kolar band, Kolar, C-O-L-A-R.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have had more than five pieces. You understand?
Yeah.
I remember, say, a violin, a bass violin, a cornet,
did you ever
slide and trombone. I can't, something else, you understand?
But they made pretty good.
They made pretty good music for the time. That was in the early stages when I was a youngster, you understand? But later on, I would say when I was about 10 or 12, then they commenced to get in bands from away. Bud Scott from Natchez, Mississippi, that was an all-string band, mulattoes. And Claiborne Williams from Donaldsonville, that's down. They were all mulattoes, and they must have had 10 or 12 people. And from Baton Rouge, they had, let's say, Toot Johnson. He was a Negro, but he played jazz, principally jazz, you understand? And Victor is what I can remember. Then...
Did you ever hear W.C. Handy?
No.
He was up out of Memphis.
No, no. But I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Then later on, there seemed to have been a shift where you had white people to were playing. I remember one of the bands was the Moonlight Serenaders. You know, that was in the 20s. The black band seemed to be fading out, and the whites took over.
Yeah.
And then first thing you know, I would say by the by the beginning of First World War, the whole thing had faded. You know, you really don't have any good dance bands anymore.
Yeah.
Not in the sense that I remember when I was a youngster.
Now,
oh yeah, and another thing. In those days, the dance was usually a dusk to dawn affair. Or almost, especially in summertime. They would go to the dance, it would start, say, about 8 o'clock, and they would dance on to 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll tell you what I did when I was a kid, going to, a youngster going to LSU in Cleveland, was we had dates. Mrs. O's sister, brother was with us, and I had my date, and another fella, I forget who, he was, we went to what we call the old, it was on the old campus of LSU. Wait, it'll come to me, I can't remember. Anyhow, we started to dance there about 8:30 and 9 o'clock at night. We danced to dawn. Then when the thing was over, we had to walk our dates home because Baton Rouge was a small town in those days. But the girls decided they wanted to go to church. You see, they were Catholics, too. And they wanted to go to early morning mass, and then they decided they wanted to go to confession. So we had to stay there while they went to confession and took communion, and we walked them home, and the sun was up when we got home. And it all happened back about 1929, 1930. Old Garrick Hall, that's gone. That's where the State Library is now, on the Capitol grounds. That was the old campus of LSU.
Hmm. Now, a girl would, she'd start to do what? You'd say when she was standing in front of the mirror to go, you know, when she's getting ready to go to a party, she'd start.
Trip up.
Okay, and a boy would.
Well, I really don't know that you got me.
You'd say he was doing.
He'd slick up. We used to, see, in those days, I had a lot of good hair in my head. And we used to have to slick it back, you know, and we had it well greased, patent leather style. You see, that was after this actor, Rudolph Valentino. Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Somebody called him...
The Sheik.
Sheik of Arabia. Yeah.